Lyle's Station on this moment of Indiana history, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, featuring Spencer Wells, population geneticist and head of the National Geographic Society-sponsored Genographic Project, who will explore the question, Where Did We Come From? On November 9th at the Indiana History Center. Information at indianahistory.org. Lyle's Station, the 19th century African-American settlement, serves as a living memorial to its roots. In 1849, freed slaves Joshua and Sanford Lyles traveled from Tennessee to this Gibson County spot to purchase and reclaim bottom land near the convergence of the Wabash, White, and Patoka rivers. Eventually acquiring 1,200 acres, they farmed corn, melons, timber, and hay with such success that after the Civil War, they invited family members from Tennessee to join them. Starting in 1870, rail service helped the town to prosper. A post office opened in 1886 with the first black postmaster north of the Mason-Dixon line. At its peak, Lyle Station boasted 800 residents. The settlement's proximity to three rivers accounted for the bounty of its harvest, but ultimately spelled its decline. A flood in 1913 submerged the town. As the floodwaters were drained, so were the town's young people who left for bigger cities. Though the train hasn't stopped in Lyle Station since the 1950s, a number of families, half of whom are descended from the original settlers, still call it home. Some of the original homes remain, as does a church, a grain elevator, and the 1919 schoolhouse, recently restored and reopened for visitors. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.